Evening, Mr. President, councilors, ladies and gentlemen. I have to report that the existing oil collection tank at the Headley Street Transfer Station has developed a leak. The waste oil collection at the transfer station will therefore be suspended for approximately 2 weeks due to a DEM-required cleanup and repair notice. The Director of Public Works is working with the station operator to pump the waste oil that's in the tank, remove and replace the tank, and clean up the containment area. I'd like to announce that the Portsmouth Canvassing Authority is offering an opportunity for one high school junior to serve our community as a student member of the Board of Canvassers. The appointment includes a paid, part-time summer internship with a modified winter schedule. Completed applications must be received by the Human Resources Office no later than 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, May 1st. And the Human Resources Director has also, to my understanding, has passed this on to the school department. With respect to the Secaunet River Bridge and our request to rescind the record of decision, on April 11th, the town received a letter from the Federal Highway Authority notifying us of their proposal to rescind the revised ROD for the Secaunet River Bridge. The letter was sent to all stakeholders in the project, and those stakeholders have until May 7th to submit any comments they may have pertaining to the Federal Highway Authority's decision to rescind the ROD. Barring any comments to the contrary, the Federal Highway Authority will rescind the ROD after the comment period. With respect to the Phelps House, since my last update, we have met with the proposed concessionaire for the Phelps House property. A draft agreement has been worked out, and we expect the final draft to be ready for your review and approval in May. On the 17th, members of the town and school staff met with Congressman Cicilline to discuss ways the congressman could support town and school priorities. In review of just a few of the items from our meeting, the congressman is working to include a funding stream available to support new community facilities in the new infrastructure bill. Additionally, the congressman and our D.C. legislative staff will continue their focus on funding for resiliency and hazard mitigation. We also discussed various USDA rural development programs, some of which may be a good fit for projects on Prudence Island and Hog Island. Examples include wastewater, broadband, so on and so forth. With respect to the Brown House, the Newport County Prevention Coalition is committed to renting two offices starting May 1st. Additionally, they will probably seek a third office starting in June. The Siren Group, which has previously expressed interest in renting one to two offices, has decided not to seek office space but is working with the Recreation Director to prepare a memorandum of understanding for the conduct of a fee-based adult learning workshop schedule. Just a reminder to everybody that dogs must be licensed by April 30th, and with that application, you have to provide proof of rabies vaccination. The Rhode Island Veterinary Medical Association is still conducting low-cost rabies clinics that dog owners can take advantage of. A link to the rabies clinics can be found on the front page of our town website. And a reminder for the council, the annual police award ceremony will be held at the Glen Manor House on Thursday, May 23rd at 5:30 p.m. May is just around the corner, and it's that time of year again. The town will be seeking nominations for the annual Portsmouth Award. The award is presented annually to an individual, businesses, or civic groups in Portsmouth who have consistently demonstrated excellence in community leadership, which produces significant results directly benefiting the community and our citizens. A press release will be issued this week, and information will be available on our website. The nominations will be due by May 31st. And then lastly, with respect to the police building, since my last report, demolition of the old station was completed last Wednesday. There are some retaining walls that are due to be completed this week. And previously unknown and unidentified underground storage tank will be removed this week. Hydro seeding is also commencing this week. Over the next month, there will be several days where people will be diverted to an alternate entrance to the station due to paving and sidewalk construction. Weather permitting, site work will be completed by May 31st. There are no new change orders that have been received since the last report, but we know there is at least one change order outstanding and under review. Over the next month, we'll be working with the owner's rep, the builder, and the architect to reconcile remaining balances and clear an outstanding punch list. A final report will be presented to the council in June. Again, as a reminder, the dedication ceremony will be held at 9 in the morning on Friday, May 31st. And Mr. President, that concludes my report.
Thank you.